God is still on the throne, and prayer changes things.
Greetings to all of our listeners. This is Pastor Larry in Southwest Radio Church. The recent return of Major League Baseball and the season opener saw another protest, that of the players. In some ballparks, like the Washington Nationals, the politically charged messaging was everywhere, from Black Lives Matter Unity ribbons to the letters BLM stenciled on the back of the pitcher's mound. But when the entire league is kneeling, it only takes one player to stand out, especially when he is standing. "I'm just a Christian," said Sam Coonrod, who plays for the Giants. "I don't think I'm better than anybody. I chose not to kneel. I feel if I did kneel, I'd be a hypocrite. I just can't get on board with a couple of things I've read about Black Lives Matter. How they lean towards Marxism, and they said some negative things about the nuclear family." Sam Coonrod did the right thing. Americans are terrified that if they don't embrace Black Lives Matter, they'll be labeled as bigots and racist. The extremists are counting on that fear to give them cover as they march unchallenged through our cities. But if Christians and other American citizens care about our great nation, they need to follow the example of Sam Coonrod. The Black Lives Matter movement has a blueprint for misery, not justice. It must be rejected. What a great blessing and privilege it is to welcome Avi Lipkin to our show. Avi has been working with us. We've been working with him for probably 25 or more years. He is from Israel. He brings us up-to-date information, stuff that most people are not aware of, and we just love to have him on the program because we have a wonderful, wonderful response to his programs and the things he shares, and he always is such an inspiration. So, Avi, thank you so much for being with us.
Always a pleasure.
Well, Avi, one of the big things I think everybody who loves Israel is concerned with is, you know, we hear all these threats from Mr. Rouhani in Iran, and what does it look like for war? I mean, this thing is looking pretty mean.
Well, you know the expression in good American English, kicking the can down the road?
I do.
We have had for the last 40 years a Republican and Democratic administrations which have been very good at kicking the can down the road, hoping that somebody was going to deal with these crazy ayatollahs in Iran who for the last 40 years have been yelling, death to America, death to Israel, and they haven't been saying it only, they have been working on it. And the Iranians actually control Venezuela, which I think is something America should be paying attention to. The Iranians are all over South America, all over Central America. The Iranians are smuggling in their terrorists through the southern border into the U.S., and praise God for President Trump and the wall, because that helps to stop the infiltrators, what they call the OTMs, the other Mexicans.
Yes.
So anyway, but the point is that the Iranians are fastidiously working on their nuclear project, the purpose of which is only one, which is to wipe Israel off the face of the earth to prove that Islam wins. And, you know, we already had one Holocaust 70 years ago, 75 years ago, and I don't think we Israelis are willing to go to our deaths quietly. And so if Iran, by the way, the Iranian people are great people, don't get me wrong, we love the Iranian people, but thanks to the Democratic President Jimmy Carter and Zbigniew Brzezinski, America shot itself in the foot and removed our most powerful and greatest friend in the Islamic world, the Shah of Iran, and brought in the most implacable enemy we could ever imagine, Ayatollah Khomeini, and now it's Ayatollah Khamenei. But the point is, these people have on their target list the destruction of Jewish Israel and Christian America. And so my life has been dedicated the last 30 years to warning the American Christians that American Christians had really better wake up. And American Christians of all denominations need to have a revival, a Christian revival, to restore the values to America that made it great. Because what we have today is we have a left-wing, socialist, Marxist, Antifa-type crazy group that wants to delete God from the equation and basically destroy the America that we've always known, and that'll be the end of America.
Yeah, well, you know, the Democrats really trouble me because I think what President Trump did in taking out Qasem Soleimani was the right thing. But the Democrats keep on saying, well, there was no evidence that he was going to attack the embassies and so on and so forth. This man was a murderer, a butcher, and a killer, and he deserved everything he got. And I think we need to stand behind the president and realize we have a problem with these crazies in Iran.
I think crazies not only in Iran, if you get the gist.
Well, I know. It's so sad. But as we think of Israel, you know, one of the things I missed this year was taking a tour there and leading a tour. I just love going to Israel. I've been there several times. It's always a great blessing. But when will Israel open for tourism?
Good question. My son Aaron, as you know, is CEO of Lipkin Tours. And as you also know, all tourism has been shut down. Because we have a hospital system which can barely cope with our own population. So not only are Christian, other tourists not allowed in, even Jews from the United States are not allowed in. Only Israeli citizens are allowed back into the country because we are very afraid that our hospitals will be overwhelmed and there will not be enough room for all these other millions of tourists and others who might be coming in. So there was talk about mid-August, September, October. My son said to me now that he thinks we are talking about March, April. Now, I also wanted to add something. You know, when you go, God forbid, for an operation in the hospital, very often you have to fast, like from the day before. And so they need you to be fasting in order to carry out the operation. Now, with Iran, we have two considerations which we are taking very seriously. One is that because we have no tourism at this time, our hands are free. We don't have to worry all of a sudden about missiles hitting our airports and other places, which means that we can go for it now. I mean, we can have a war with Iran now. Also, while we have a president like President Trump who is favorable to us. God forbid if the president will be Biden, because he and his Democratic Party are anti-Semitic and anti-Israel. So I think my son said to me, he thinks that the war with Iran will break out in August. Israel has just asked America for refueling tanker aircraft for long-distance bombing. I don't know if that will take a week, 2 weeks, or a month until it's approved and until we get the planes. But there is no doubt that we do not want to take the risk of Biden becoming president. You know, I have to tell you something. Israel, I've said this many times on your shows over the last 25 years, Israel was founded as a socialist country. And what happened was, as the waves of immigration came in from non-socialist countries, little by little the pyramid of power began to shift over to the right and to the religious and to, you know, conservative politically people, including myself. There's still a very, very strong socialist influence, especially in the media. There's also a very strong socialist influence in the army and in the police. You cannot get a promotion if you are right-wing, if you are left-wing. So all our generals are socialists, are secular, don't believe in God. And so what happens is that the media is saying, Biden's going to win, Biden's going to win. And I don't know if you remember the media during the elections in Israel, they were saying the Labor Party was going to win or the left was going to win, and Netanyahu won every time. And I think the same with Trump. I think the American media is saying Biden's going to win, Biden's going to win. And personally, I think Trump is going to win by a landslide because the basic statistic is that 70% of the American people are still Christian. And all this noise and all this rioting and looting, these are little minority groups. But the quiet Americans, the hardworking Americans, the Christians, I think they know exactly which way to vote on November the 3rd. I personally think Trump will win re-election, but there is a panic right now in Israel about Biden winning. And so this would redouble the anticipation of a war with Iran before the November 3rd elections.
Right. It sounds like they better strike soon. It might not be so open, so feasible. So, well, now, what about Benjamin Netanyahu? What's the situation with him? It seems like there's some people that don't like him, pretty powerful, trying to give him a lot of a hard time.
The expression that we use in Israel is coup d'etat through the judiciary. In other words, the people voted for Netanyahu by about 70% to 30%, and the judiciary, which is also socialist, they're trying to remove Netanyahu through the court system. Now, listen, I don't want to get into the actual information regarding the three cases that he's being tried on, but it's kind of like President Trump with his tax, releasing his tax papers. The Supreme Court did not give him a total victory, but at least we think, praise God, that it'll buy time till after the election. So the same with Netanyahu. Even if he's convicted in the magistrate's court, or which is the middle court, he can still apply to the Supreme Court in Israel, and this will give him another half year or year. This thing is going to go on and on and on. I don't know how much it's going to last. I mean, I hope personally that we will see Netanyahu prime minister for a year and a half, followed by the agreement with Benjamin Gantz. He will have a year and a half. And it always makes me very happy when we have a national unity government in Israel. And the bottom line is that the foolishness of the Lord is greater than the wisdom of man. And in spite of our government making stupid mistakes all the time, God is in control, and he has his hand on us.
One of the things that is troubling to me, and probably to you and many other Jewish people, is the rise of anti-Semitism, especially in Europe and even in America. What is provoking that? Are the Democrats maybe stoking the fire because they are, so many of them are anti-Semitic? What's your response to that?
Well, firstly, I wanted to drop a bombshell. The Black Lives Matter, BLM, are an offshoot of Hamas. Hamas is behind them. Hamas is funding them. They are getting their orders from Hamas. And the bottom line is kill the Jews in America. So it's not just anti-Semitism. It's part of the Islamic plan to destroy America and to destroy Christianity, which, of course, has always protected its Jews in America. The toppling of monuments, of statues of American heroes, Christopher Columbus, Abraham Lincoln, in Islam, it is forbidden to have graven images. And so part of the Islamic plan is to destroy all the graven images in America.
Wow, that makes sense now, because the BLM people have been destroying statues of abolitionists and of people who are on the side of the black man. I'm thinking of Douglas, for example, in Rochester, New York. So now that really makes sense. It's because of the Islamic influence and because of Islam's hatred of statues.
Yes, let me say one thing. I love the black people. I'm not a racist. But I think that the white Muslims are trying to do is take the black Muslims as useful idiots to go down fighting. They will fight the Christians and the Jews in America to the last drop of black Muslim blood. And, blacks who go to churches are good people and loving people. Blacks who go to the mosques are haters and destroyers.
Right. That's a very, very good observation. And I think one of the things I found, number one, I think the BLM movement is a tremendous step back for civil rights in America because they're doing so many foolish things. But number two, I'm finding more and more black Americans who are patriotic, who read the Bible, they believe in the Bible, they believe in Bible morality, and they're loved by many white people. And I think so it's bringing out the good. And I love to see the good because there are, Sheriff Clark up in Wisconsin, and there's a wonderful sheriff in Florida and other parts of the South who are actually sheriffs in these southern counties who are tremendous people. They're ridiculing the whole idea of defunding the police. How can we do without the police?
Defunding the police means when the police retire or run away from their jobs because they feel they've been betrayed by the public, what you will have in their place is Sharia Muslim morality police, which means Islam is taking over in a creeping manner. And Americans really don't even understand the Islamic agenda for America, which is what I've been talking about with you guys for 30 years.
Well, Israel certainly is a miracle of God. The fact that this tiny nation exists in the sea of hostility. What does Israel have, about 8,000 square miles in size? Is that correct?
New Jersey.
Yep, New Jersey. And yet the Islamic world, what, 60 million people? The Palestinians don't even have Israel on the map. It's probably called Palestine.
Yes, it is. By the way, the Muslims are 1.3 billion.
So that is a miracle. And of course, we know that God loves his people. He made an everlasting covenant with Abraham. You can read about it in Genesis chapter 15. God doesn't change his mind. If he did change his mind, we would not worship him. So we certainly have great hope. But Avi, we're about out of time. We're going to have you back for one more segment. And friends, if you want to learn more about Middle East politics and the various dynamics between the various groups, and if you want to be inspired to maybe next year come to Israel with us, we want to go back and take a tour there, you'll want to listen to our next program. Matthew, please come to the mic and tell our listeners the special offer that we have for them.
Thank you, Pastor Larry. We have a huge offer for our listeners today. We have all seven of Avi Lipkin's books. Some of these books are $20, and some of them are $15. For the sake of time, I will say the title of the book and the gift amount starting with Islamic Rivalry, just $20, Return to Mecca, $20, Islam Prophesied in Genesis, $20, Israel's Bible Block, $15, Islamic Threat Update, $15, Christian Revival for Israel's Survival, $15. Is Fanatic Islam a Global Threat, $15. Our very special offer is to get all seven books for a gift of $80 if you live in the United States and $110 if you live in Canada. To place your order, just call our toll-free number 1-800-652-1144. And this offer will be featured on our website at swrc.com. Here again is Pastor Larry.
The November the 3rd, 2020 presidential election is an election like no other. The ramifications of a Biden win are more than staggering. Within a year after a Biden win, America will no longer be America. The complexion of the entire world will change for the worse. Individuals and families seeking asylum in America will avoid America like the plague. Americans may long to flee, but there will be no other place to which we can or want to flee.
Could Joe Biden win? I hope not. For one thing, President Trump is sagging in the polls, perhaps because of the coronavirus. Furthermore, the values of multitudes of people are very different than what they were, say, a decade ago. In Scotland, a vague new hate law crime bill is under consideration that could criminalize home Bible studies. According to the United Kingdom's Christian Institute, criminal conduct need not be threatening, nor an event intended to stir up hatred. The new proposal could easily be used against people of faith. Why? Because there is not nearly enough protection for free speech. The temper of the times is very different than what it was just 5 years ago. Political correctness seems to have a stranglehold on the modern world.
While Christians would never support threatening or abusive behavior, yet the potential law penalizes anything that could even be misconstrued as hate speech against a religious group or against an ethnicity. Because there are some absolutes in the Christian faith, such as the exclusivity of salvation through Jesus Christ and an eternal hell, the Christian faith is automatically being held under close scrutiny by progressive censors. If Christians stick to their convictions, as we must, and continue to explain to people what the Bible says about matters such as sexuality and diversity of religions, Christians will inevitably offend and be viewed as creating an atmosphere of hatred.
We are facing a very dangerous situation, one that should not make us afraid, but one that should certainly drive us to intense, fervent prayer in the Holy Spirit. Pollsters think Americans are dissatisfied with President Trump's handling of the COVID-19 pandemic. While there is more and more evidence showing that the number of COVID-19 deaths have been greatly inflated, the recent reported surge of coronavirus cases across America is pushing the issue to the front of the presidential campaign. If the election were held today, the outcome would turn largely on voters' perception of how this present administration has handled the issue.
If Biden does succeed in becoming president of the United States, that will unleash a series of world-changing events. Overseas, I believe that China will be emboldened to invade Taiwan. The People's Republic of China has made it known that Taiwan belongs to them. The reason why China does not enter into a shooting war with Taiwan is Donald Trump. China will also invade Mongolia and take over the islands in the South China Sea, which are in international waters. At home, things will change drastically. If Democrats capture the White House in November, the far left, like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, will be in charge. This is not an exaggeration. Progressives, like members of the so-called Squad, are a real threat to establishment Democrats by outraising them on the campaign trail and unseating several old-school politicians.
Joe Biden has promised to transform America and put an end to, quote, shareholder capitalism, unrestricted, full-term abortion, new gun control legislation, ridiculous laws that will handcuff law enforcement and bring a smile to the face of every criminal will become reality. The Gun Violence Prevention and Community Safety Act of 2020, which makes it very tough to buy or sell a firearm and remove limitations on the civil liability of gun manufacturers, meaning that gun makers could be held responsible for shootings in which their weapons were used, will become law. Say goodbye to the U.S. gun industry and Second Amendment rights.
America, as we now know it, will dissolve because our borders will become meaningless. If a country loses its borders, it loses its identity. The proposed Way Forward Act will create open borders, which are actually no borders at all. It would require immigration judges to impose the least restrictive detention conditions necessary, and it will repeal provisions providing criminal penalties for improper entry or re-entry into the United States. Under this House bill, people entering the U.S. without papers would no longer face prosecution. The next thing that will follow, full voting rights for non-citizens.
Have you voted by mail to avoid the possibility of catching the virus in a crowded polling place? I did. I wish I hadn't. There have been many reports about missing and lost mail ballots in recent elections, resulting in hundreds of votes not counted. You might want to ensure that you can vote in person. Beth Bauman reported on July 29th online in townhalldaily.com, quoting the article, "A report from WRDW in Pennsylvania decided to conduct an experiment. The reporter's team set up a P.O. box and mailed numerous sets of fake ballots all across Philadelphia. The idea was to simulate people returning ballots to the local election office. They initially mailed 100 mock ballots. 2 days later, they mailed another 100. The post office box was checked a week later. When the reporter opened up the post office box, there was a slip saying the box owner had to pick up the mail from behind the counter. When the reporter went to retrieve the mail, the postmaster told him there was nothing back there. "I didn't see anything there for you," the woman behind the counter said. The reporter eventually talked to a manager explaining what they were doing, and suddenly she found a box of mock ballots that were somewhere else. As the reporter went through the mail, it was discovered they obtained two pieces of someone else's mail, including a birthday card. The worst part, 21% of all mock ballots hadn't materialized after 4 days. The first batch, which had been sent out a week prior, also had some missing ballots. So out of our 100 ballots, 97 arrived, which sounds pretty good, unless you consider the fact that that means three people had tried to vote by mail in our mock election and were, in fact, disenfranchised by mail, the reporter said. 3% may not sound like a lot, but it can be pivotal, especially when elections are close. The other issue, 24 states allow voters to request ballots less than a week before the election, meaning they're not going to make it back in time to be counted. If it's happening in one city, it's almost guaranteed to be happening in places across the nation. It proves again that eternal vigilance is the price of liberty.
Stranded on tiny Giglio Island off the western coast of Italy, a cancer researcher grew increasingly alarmed to hear that one and then three more visitors to the beautiful island had become ill with COVID-19. Paola Muti braced for a rapid spread of the coronavirus to the 800 closely knit islanders, many of whom she knows well. Her mother was born on Giglio, and she often stays at the family home. But days passed and none of the islanders developed any COVID-19 symptoms. Dr. Armando Schifiano, the island's only physician for some 40 years, shared Muta's concern that there would be a local outbreak. Every time an ordinary childhood illness strikes within a few days, almost everyone gets it, the physician said.
Giglio's first known COVID-19 case was a man in his 60s who had arrived on February 18th, a couple of days before Italy's first native case would be diagnosed in the north. The man came to Giglio for a relative's funeral and had been coughing all the way through the service. On March the 5th, 4 days before the national lockdown was declared, three more visitors came from the mainland and would test positive on the island. One of them was a German man from northern Italy, the initial epicenter of Europe's outbreak. He socialized for several days with longtime friends in Giglio, including in public eateries. After a week, due to a bad cough, he was tested on the island and the result was positive. He self-isolated in a house on Giglio. Of all the islanders tested, only one was found to have antibodies, an elderly man living on Giglio who had sailed on the same ferry to the island with the German visitor.
Some have suggested that the islanders weren't exposed to enough COVID-19 to get infected. Massimo Andreoni, head of infectious diseases at Rome's Tor Vergata Hospital, noted that some patients are simply less capable of spreading the disease for reasons that are still unclear. With many of the islanders intermarrying through generations, Muti would like to do a genetic study someday if she could obtain the funding.
Thank you, gentlemen. Don't forget our huge special offer today. All 7 of Avi Lipkin's books for a gift of $80. If you would like the individual price, please call our toll-free number 1-800-652-1144. You can send us your prayer requests and Bible questions to Post Office Box 76834, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma 73147. Thanks for joining us today. Join us tomorrow when Pastor Larry and Avi Lipkin wrap up this series on the Watchman on the Wall program from Southwest Radio Church.